Hey Daniel, so I was wondering, can you remember any time when you were really mad, sad, or embarrassed?
Well, I think I have a couple of those, a couple of each of those, actually. But I don't know. Recently, I had an episode that I was really sad, and it was that I was applying for a scholarship, and I was putting all the effort, and I spent a lot of time, and a lot of energy in it, and finally I was rejected. So that was really, really bad for me. And for that year, I was really sad, and I was really angry because that was my big project for that year. So the fact that I couldn't get it made me really sad. But and also you asked me about being embarrassed. I think most of the times when I was embarrassed when I was a little kid, I always was trying to do cool stuff. I don't know, hang out with friends, but something like all the time something went wrong. For example, I don't know. I remember I was trying to play football or something, and suddenly I just fell, and I don't know, once actually I broke my hand, and that was pretty embarrassing in front of all my mates in school.
Okay, so you say you're really mad and angry because you didn't get the scholarship, right? I was wondering, how do you usually express your anger?
Well, I don't think it's better to find that out. I was pretty bad at it. I used to express it like, I don't know, shouting or hitting stuff. But now that I'm a bit older, I learned how to control that, and I learned that not always things depends on you. Sometimes you get the results from, like, I don't know, from other factors. So you have to take it, and you have to learn to live with that. And but that takes time. So yeah, at the beginning I was really mad and I was really sad. But then I understood that probably it wasn't the time. So when you understand and when you go through that kind of stuff, you learn, and then you learn not to get that emotional at the beginning and to think over it.
I agree. I think you learn from, those experience and you just become better.
Well, I don't know if better, but I definitely learned something.
But you'll know how to, handle things when you face them again.
Yeah, I hope I don't have to handle that kind of stuff again, but in case I do, I think I'm prepared to do it now.